Welcome to Module 8 of the Supplements Explained Masterclass. I'm your host and natural health researcher, Nathan Crane. I'm very glad you're joining me and my guest experts for this important masterclass. In this module, Dr. Joel Fuhrman will be sharing with us the best foods and supplements for helping support longevity. There's some incredibly valuable information in this module. You're going to learn a lot, so let's get right to it.
Hi, welcome back. It's Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and I'm excited to share information with you because obviously I'm very passionate about making sure people can achieve the best versions, the healthiest version of themselves possible, right? And live a long, healthy life with no possibility of getting demented or having problems that interfere with your health or enjoyment of life. And nutrition is the most powerful interaction with the outside world. The most powerful thing that affects our health, longevity, our happiness, and brain function is what we put in our mouth. And as we age, we can control the aging proteins like SIRT1 and AMP kinase and the length of our telomeres by using intelligent supplementation on top of an excellent diet. They have to be combined. One without the other is pretty much worthless. The perfect supplements in the world on not a great diet is not going to make for, not going to give you these incredible benefits we're talking about here. And the best diet without right supplementation could get people in trouble. I've seen it over and over again. My whole career is a testament to that. That people who are following the perfect plant-based diet, all the healthiest foods, wind up being deficient in DHA, low levels, and be getting demented in their later years, or develop Parkinson's because the brain becomes more susceptible to toxicity in the environment when your body, when the brain is DHA deficient. So I've seen DHA deficiency in my practice, and many people who are people I've known for decades through the natural hygiene movement, people that were long-term healthy plant eaters developed neurologic deficits due to aging of the brain with DHA deficiency or B12 present. I even saw a lot of people, not a lot, but I even saw numerous people who developed B12 deficiency on plant-based diet and developed neurologic deficits or high homocysteine that led to cardiovascular disease as a result of B12 deficiencies. So these things are critically important. We don't want to play around with them. But on the other hand, the idea, can we age backwards? Is there this fountain of youth? And shockingly, I see this occur all the time. It's as ridiculous as it sounds, and people saying, that's ridiculous, he's crazy, you can't age. You know, I see people come into my facility here in San Diego, and we measure their telomere length and nutrient levels. And then we check their bloods months later. Telomere length, epigenetic changes, methylation defects, signs of biological aging, and they actually showed they're back to a younger biological age by improvements in their measurements of these aging factors in their blood. One of the enhanced technologies of lab testing and science in the last decade has been more advancement in blood tests and ability to test people's biological age and to detect cancer, signs of cancer at a younger age, before the person has a positive mammogram or a positive colonoscopy or a PSA that starts to rise. We can see factors in the blood that can show early stage cancer starting to develop before the medical profession could ever look at these things. So we want to start doing this right for protection against cancer, slowing the aging process, and the right time to do it is now, not to wait till you get demented or you get signs of cancer or cancer cell proteins in your bloodstream. And we have, of course, this healthy, quote, nutritarian diet I've been alluding to that includes eating a big salad every day. We're using both lettuces and cruciferous green and onions. And we're using vegetable and bean soups with onions and mushrooms cooked in there and greens cooked in there. And we cold blend foods into the soup before we heat it. And we make vegetable dishes and chilies and we eat a huge assortment of fruits and vegetables and seeds and mushrooms and berries and fruits and get a wide variety of plants. We pay attention to adequate protein, to making sure our plant-based diet is protein adequate, which means that we're eating enough nuts and seeds, the higher protein nuts and seeds like hemp seeds and pumpkin seeds and almonds and sunflower seeds, getting enough proteins of those foods and getting enough proteins from beans and even using soybeans for protein and getting enough green vegetable exposure, both raw and cooked. And then we know that there are, as we age, there are certain nutrients we need more of, which we mentioned earlier, like zinc and K2, right? And vitamin D we may ignore. And B12, you might need more B12 as we age. And we're going to check that with a blood test to make sure if our levels are going down with aging, that we're going to up our supplements just a little bit to make sure we still stay in that perfect sweet spot. And likewise, it's well known that calcium absorption goes down with aging as well, especially women, postmenopausal women. Their calcium absorption goes down, and they're at higher risk of developing osteoporosis and sarcopenia, which weakening of the muscles. There was a recent study out of England on comparing British vegans to meat eaters, showing the vegans had weaker bones, and the meat eaters had less osteoporosis in that one case. When we analyzed the diets used, we found that those British vegans were eating mostly breads and pasta and a lot of rice and oils, and their diet was low in protein. They weren't eating greens and beans and nuts. And their diet was low in calcium. They didn't have all the calcium from the greens and the beans and the seeds that we do when we eat a nutritarian diet. I analyzed their diet against the nutritarian diet, demonstrating that their protein levels were half compared to a nutritarian plant, and their calcium levels were about half as well. But we know that a lot of women benefit with a small amount of calcium as they age, because their calcium absorption goes down with aging. That helps fight against osteoporosis. The problem is that taking too much calcium at one time has been shown not to be beneficial. It can tune down vitamin Z absorption. It could lead to calcifications in tissues. The key is to take in calcium like food. And instead of taking a high dose, like 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams or 1,500 milligrams of calcium, instead of that, just take in a little bit with each meal, like an extra 100 or an extra 200 with meals. So you bring your calcium maybe up by 400 to 600 a day extra, but you take a little bit of food-derived calcium with the meals. For example, like in my OsteoSun supplement, we utilize food-derived calcium that's made from seaweed, that's harvested off the coast of the north coast of Norway, of the Arctic up there. And then, of course, we use a little extra K2 and a little extra vitamin D as people are aging. And then to help elevate those CERT1 proteins, the anti-aging proteins, we give them certain things that work on that, like black turmeric. So we have certain supplements that have been tested in controlled trials to show that they concentrate these nutrients and have them in an absorbable form, because when you're taking turmeric on food, it's really good for you, but most of that's not absorbable. The beneficial part of turmeric, of the anti-aging effect, is the curcumin or curcumoids. And we give a C3 curcumin complex that's been tested to be absorbable that affects these aging proteins and build up CERT1. And the black turmeric compounds that also has been shown to have powerful effect, to be absorbable and effective. And we combine that with the piperidine and the other factors that make for increased absorption of these anti-cancer and longevity protein-stimulating substances that also offer extra immune protection. Because the other thing with aging is that your immune system tunes down with aging. We want to support the immune function with extra zinc and with some of these substances. And I'm saying the beneficial substances we use, besides mixed mushroom supplements, like in my immune biotech, where you also put in elderberry and astragalus and beta-glucan. And in my ultracell biotech, we use these anti-aging factors that include EGCG from tea. In a special form, not just plain organic green tea, but actually a special form was called these lysomes, these plant green phytolysomes that have been tested in studies to be effectively absorbed and effectively improving immune function and elevating longevity proteins. So we use these special forms of green tea, but we can't want to take too much EGCG, don't forget. You want to have that right amount between like 40 milligrams to, let's say, 100 milligrams a day, not to be taking more than 200 a day. And we know that taking more than 300 a day is not recommended. So taking some, but not excessive amounts is the key here. So we give, of course, the turmeric, the real turmeric, not just the black turmeric and the C3 curcumin complex, but also the real turmeric to get other compounds that are present in turmeric that also are better for aging, that are present in natural raw turmeric. But that alone is not enough. You have to mix it with the concentrated compounds that are more absorbable. And of course, mixing that with the EGCG from and the green tea extracts and the, and all the other factors that make for absorption have an anti-aging effects. So remember, we're monitoring your blood. We're giving you these supplements that increase longevity proteins. We're making sure your diet has a huge variety and depth of phytochemicals. And we're supplementing intelligently, conservatively, pushing your levels up of things that may not be adequately consumed in the diet, but not up so high to create excesses, because excesses are also not beneficial for your long-term health. When looking at studies, and I comment on these and write articles and write books on the subject, and I'm very often disappointed by people making broad statements like, oh, you know, omega-3 fatty acids have bad effect on immune function, or omega-3 fatty acids, you know, cure cancer. In other words, or they make extreme statements on both sides, claiming one study, or they are looking or picking up one data point or one study they looked at that used high amounts of omega-3, like they were using 9 grams of fish oil a day, and it showed immune suppression or some a negative effect, so they blanketly said, well, omega-3 supplements are bad. And I'm saying that to look properly at these issues, we have to comprehensively take the time to investigate all the studies and all the different amounts used in every study and group together studies that use a small amount, a moderate amount, or an excessive amount, and look at all the evidence before we come to a conclusion. And my intensive investigation with a team of research scientists that work for me, as we go into every ingredient in every supplement, including every ingredient in people's diets, to look for what is the most absorbable and effective type of, and quality, and what's the most effective and safe dose as well. Because the same nutrient taken in the wrong dose could be the wrong thing to take. So the answer, what I'm saying to you is, requires an intensive investigation, a thorough review of all the literature, and then always erring on the side of caution, not to use super mega doses or over supplement with things just because you heard they were good for you. Since we're talking here about supplements, it would be amiss not to mention the most critical anti-aging supplement that you could utilize in your life, and that is exercise. Because food and supplements is not sufficient. The body's meant to be moved. And a leading cause of death, obviously, is people who fall and break hips and hurt themselves and falls and damage themselves. Also, your immune system and the aging process is inhibited by exercise. And exercise also builds up longevity proteins like SIRT1 and AMP kinase. Let me say that one more time. It's phytochemicals, exercise, and moderate caloric restriction that have the most powerful effects on enhancing longevity proteins. We're talking here about the phytochemicals we can add to the diet and the phytochemicals in the diet, but now let's not leave out the fact that we have to have exercise to keep our muscle density, keep the fat out of our muscle, and keep our muscles strong. And we're looking for three things here. We're looking for muscle strength, muscle agility, and muscle stamina, or you could say, you know, endurance. So endurance, agility, and strength. And you have to work on all three. And I'm a strong proponent of using, I'm telling people to work on motions that involve side-to-side movement, stopping and going back in the other direction, skipping and hopping from side to side, crossing one foot over the other, bending down low to the ground and getting back up and going the other way. Because these agility-type exercises in moving and stopping side to side enhances your proprioception and balance. And the agility means having good balance and good proprioception. So it's not good to just be a couch potato. And we know, of course, the more you eat sweets and junk food and processed foods, the more you feel lethargic because you can't produce energy from processed foods well. So it turns it into fat. You become more brain fog, more lethargic. Your muscles get impregnated with fat, and you don't feel like exercising. So we got to start this whole process over again. We got to fuel your body with food, not processed foods. And we have to get you back to enjoying activity and exercise and get you a lean, mean, fighting machine. So take every opportunity in your life. Tweak your diet to the perfect level. Tweak your body weight to the perfect weight for you, not too light and not too heavy. And that's usually for a male, he has to have a body fat below 15% or he can't be healthy. And for a female, the body fat has to be below 25% or they can't be healthy. You got to keep that body fat down. You got to control the amount you're eating too, right? Eat a lot of healthy foods. Control your calories to the right level. Control your protein to the perfect level by adjusting these foods that are rich in plant protein. You can't just be eating all fruit in your diet, you won't get enough protein. And control your exercise to keep yourself lean and strong throughout your whole life. Wishing you optimal health and much happiness always. I know you can do it.